care of the mouth following extractions. Your child had teeth extracted today. Please follow these instructions in order for your child's recovery process to be an easy and pleasant experience. Numbness. Your child's lips will be numb for about 1–1.5 hours after you leave the office. Please watch your child carefully so that they do not bite, suck, chew or scratch on their lips while they are numb. We recommend that your child keep the gauze in his, her mouth until the numbness has worn off. You may change the gauze as needed. Eating. Since your child has not eaten prior to the appointment, he or she will be hungry when you leave the office. However, due to the numbness, your child should not chew until the numbness has worn off. We recommend that you spoon feed your child a thick milkshake as soon as you leave the office. Do not let your child suck through a straw the first 24 hours following the extractions. Once the numbness has worn off, you may feed your child a substantial soft meal. The diet may return to normal after the first 24 hours or as tolerated by the child. Please avoid hot and spicy foods for 2 to 3 days following the extractions. Please avoid carbonated beverages the first 24 hours following the extractions. Oral hygiene. Oral hygiene. The first 24 hours following extractions should consist of toothbrushing, with water only and no toothpaste if necessary, being careful in the areas of the extractions as to not stimulate spontaneous bleeding, and gentle warm saltwater rinses with no active spitting. Avoid active spitting the first 24 hours after the extractions. Normal oral hygiene can be resumed after the initial 24 hours. Clean gums heal much quicker, so good oral hygiene is imperative. Warm saltwater rinses, 2–3 times daily, can also help keep the gums clean. Bleeding. Some minor bleeding or oozing from the extraction site following an extraction is expected. However, if active bleeding does occur, fold one piece of gauze in half and then in half again and place it into the extraction site and have your child bite down firmly for about 10 minutes. Repeat this process as necessary. A tea bag dipped in lukewarm water may be used in place of the gauze. In the most cases, firm pressure applied to the area will stop active bleeding. Keep fingers and the tongue away from the extraction site as this could stimulate spontaneous bleeding. Have your child sleep with their head elevated the first night following the extractions. Activity. Please limit your child's activity for the remainder of the day following the child's extractions. Playing and jumping should be limited as this could stimulate spontaneous bleeding from the extraction site. Do not allow your child to return to school for the remainder of the day following the extractions or participate in any extracurricular activities. In the most cases, your child will be able to return to normal activity the following day. Discomfort. Minor discomfort may be experienced by your child once the numbness wears off. If this occurs, it is okay to give them Tylenol or Motrin as directed by the age and or weight of the child. If you have any questions or cause for concern, please don't hesitate to call the office at 585-6373. The procedure to place a stainless steel crown is accomplished in one appointment. The tooth is prepared for the crown, the decay is removed, and then a pre-sized crown is fit and cemented. The crown is placed over the visible part of the crown of the tooth. This crown will function just as the natural tooth did, and the tooth with the crown will be lost naturally at the appropriate age. Although nothing is completely childproof, the stainless steel crown is the restoration of choice for large cavities in baby teeth because it can normally withstand the rigors of childhood. The stainless steel crown is one restoration that will normally last until the baby tooth is lost naturally. As is the case with most restorative procedures, this procedure will be accomplished with the use of local anesthesia to completely numb the area to be restored. This will ensure complete comfort for the child. Sensitivity to hot and cold or even slight discomfort may be experienced for 2–3 days after the crown is placed. Children's Tylenol or Motrin may be used if this occurs. Sometimes the child may complain that the bite feels different for the first few weeks as they adjust to the crown. This is not abnormal. Good oral hygiene is imperative so that the gums around the new crown may return to normal more quickly. Normal toothbrushing should be performed in this area,